Okay, we've got a quick question for you, Chris, from Ben Hershey in Ohio in the US, who wants to know why dogs' eyes shine in car headlights and humans don't so much.
That's a brilliant question, and the answer is that if you look at the back of the eye in animals that go out at night, so nocturnal animals or animals that are likely to be hunted at night, they have this structure called a tapetum lucidum, which is Latin for bright carpet. And if you look at the back of their eyes, if you dissect a sheep's eyeball or something, you'll see this surface that looks like mother of pearl. And the back of the eyeball is highly reflective, like a mirror. The reason for having this is that if you're under low light conditions, light comes into the eye, the retina sticks out into the jelly-like stuff at the back of the eye, and any light that misses the retina would be soaked up by the back of the eyeball, so you wouldn't have a chance of seeing it. So by having the back of the eye being a bit reflective, then any light that missed the retina the first time can be bounced back onto the retina, and you have a second chance of seeing it. Now, the payoff is that you can see in low light. You can see things that you or I couldn't see so well in the dark, like a predator coming to get you. The downside is, of course, the light gets altered in its path very slightly, so the acuity, how well you can see, is lower if you have this structure. Dogs, cats, sheep, cows, horses, they all have it. And that's why if you shine a torch at a dog in the dark, its eyes look kind of alien, like they're glowing, a bit like Tony Blair on those posters that you saw about 10 years ago. That's why they have this tapetum lucidum. It's nothing to do with the pupil being open wider or smaller, although because it's dark, the pupil will be open a bit wider, so you will see slightly brighter eyes in those individuals.